The way I see it, you got to say shit, but don't forget to listen to Backtracks, Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Morissette, joined as always by the man, the myth, the legend, John Mariano. How are you tonight, John?
I'm doing all right, Corey. Listen, I started last week with a quote, and I kind of like the way that worked out. And I got a quote this week, but I got a quote by the lead singer of Aerosmith. So maybe it's a little bit more relevant than the lead singer or one of the singers of New Kids on the Block. I don't even know if they have a lead or not.
No, that sounds good. I'm ready for some Steven Tyler wisdom. Lay it on me, brother.
So if Steven Tyler, so here's the quote. I'll say as if I'm Steven Tyler. Okay. If I was on an island just for melody, I would take albums by the Stones, AC/DC, and the Beach Boys, Smiley Smile. That's how Steven Tyler would roll on the desert island. You get to take three artists with you, or their catalogs or albums off of them. Who are you bringing with you on a desert island?
Well, Aerosmith, obviously, would be number one. Van Halen, obviously, would be number two. And Wilson Phillips.
Interesting.
I don't know. No, not Wilson Phillips. Probably like an AC/DC, maybe. Tom Petty, perhaps. I'm big into Tom Petty right now. That third one would be really tough for me, but Aerosmith and Van Halen are an easy one, too. How about you?
So I'm not a panderer. Like, I know you're a panderer.
I got to pander. That's my job.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Aerosmith. We do the Aerosmith pie. I love Aerosmith. I obviously do. We're talking the deep cuts. We're getting into it. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna bring some. It's tough. Like, you're right. Three is tough. But I'm gonna bring some Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck! I forgot Led Zeppelin.
I'm gonna bring some Led Zeppelin. I'm sure Aerosmith would forgive me for that one. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna bring some Led Zeppelin. I'm gonna bring some Metallica.
Okay.
And then the third one, I'm between two bands. I'm between Type O Negative, who I've mentioned here before. Mm-hmm. But they get dark. They get dark, and I like dark, but I think I'm gonna go Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Nine Inch Nails is my third band.
See, I don't know if I want to be dark if I'm stranded on a desert island. I want like permanent vacation, happy. Van Halen is a party band. Aerosmith's a party band. I'm big into that.
You and I picture desert islands a lot differently. I picture so eventually somebody tries to find me on the island. I want to be able to play something like scary enough to chase them away.
Somebody finds me on the island, I'm like, great, I'm rescued.
Right. And I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to go back.
That's the difference between American John and Canadian Corey, I think.
100%.
All right, John, but we're not here to talk about desert islands. We're here to talk about a number of things, one of them being pop, rock, and radio. Ken Knapsack's Pop, Rock, and Radio, the big hits, album cuts, and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows and make requests. Sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop, Rock, and Radio community.
I love that show so much. He puts out like 2 to 3 playlists per week. Mm-hmm. I call them playlists, but he's really DJing mostly live, but sometimes he'll do a slow playlist on his own, and it just gets me through my day. I do a lot of data entry stuff for work. I do sometimes some design work on my own, and just playing his playlists. So sometimes on the off night, I've had a lady over. I put on his playlist and we get a little cozy together.
And it's time to get tender with your lady friend. Pop on a little pop, rock, and radio.
It's nice if you have a significant other or just another who's maybe not so significant, but they're significant for the moment. You get a little cozy listening to Ken.
She doesn't have to be Miss Right, just as long as she's Miss Right Now.
It is awkward that my buddy's voice is playing as I'm getting intimate, but I'm okay with it.
I wonder if Ken is, but we got to ask him. Cool with John getting busy while you're chatting up the music there, Ken?
It's a weird thing where it's almost like as if he were a voyeur. So I don't like to tell him like, no, that's my friend that's talking and creating a playlist while we're.
That's right. Johnny getting busy. One thing I find is I really enjoy just having, I miss the DJ experience, like not DJ in a club bullshit. I'm talking like a radio DJ who actually will introduce the songs and talk about the songs and give you an emotional connection to the songs. And that's what Ken gives you. It's not just, you know, grab a playlist and put it on shuffle. He's structured these songs into his show a certain way. And it's his interaction with the music that I think makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. So tune in. It's on Mixcloud. Ken's kicking ass, taking names. And yeah, we support our friends around here.
We do. And one thing we haven't done lately that's been very bad on my part is talk about the Deep Dive Podcasting Network, which we're a part of, John, and very lucky to be. I just want to very quickly mention the shows that you can catch out on the Deep Dive Podcasting Network. You can check them all out, deepdivepodcastnetwork.com. But those shows are Sabbath Bloody Podcast, Skinnerd Reconsidered, the Deep Purple Podcast, T-Bone's Prime Cuts, In the Lap of the Pods, the Magician's Podcast, doing everything Uriah Heep, Hawk Binge, Maiden A to Z, Diary of the Madmen, Universally Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers Podcast, the Metal Gods Podcast, and the podcast Will Rock, breaking down the Van Halen catalog with a couple of very fine hosts. I would recommend you check out that show for sure.
Yeah, it's I'm so grateful to be part of this family. You kind of ushered me into it, and you know, I didn't know it was a family I needed in my life, but I'm glad I have it.
You know, all tremendous shows. I would also recommend you all check out Pot of Thunder, which is kind of the granddaddy that kicked them all off, and they still do tremendous work. They started off as an all Kiss podcast, broke down that entire catalog. It took well over 300 shows, and now they're going off a listener submission list for the songs they break down. So by all means, please go support the Jones Boys and Chris L on Pod of Thunder. But John, what do you say? Episode 27. We got 6 songs on the dice. What do you say we pick a song for this week?
I was very happy. We discussed Bone on Bone last week.
Mm-hmm. Bone to Bone. Thank you.
I tried, Corey. I tried so hard.
I know.
I tried to catch you. You're really good, Coney Island Whitefish boy.
Had we not recorded this right after the last show, you probably would have caught me.
Oh yeah, it was me trying to be a little slick there. I may try and get you on a later episode, but look, we all have those days, and it's kind of my bad for not correcting you and also doubling down on it. But what do you expect from me? It's kind of what I do.
Now, be honest. Did you actually catch that, or you didn't even know it until I brought it up? Did you?
I kept seeing it on the dice and thinking something was wrong, and I couldn't put my finger on it. I'm like, did he misspell something? It's like 3 simple words. I'm like, he didn't do that. And like, it's like, you know, you think something's wrong, but you're just kind of eye blind to it. And that's what was going on with me.
Gotcha. Yeah, totally my bad. I'm sure I'm going to catch a lot of hell for it, but it's in the past. What do you say we move forward, John?
I think it's just important that everybody remembers it was Corey's fault.
Absolutely. I will own up to it. We have 6 songs on the diet. Let's go over them. Girl Keeps Coming Apart, Eat the Rich, Theme from Spider-Man, Pink, Walking the Dog, and Sick as a Dog. Anything you're hoping to hit tonight, John?
Yeah, last week I was hoping for Eat the Rich, but last week I think I was hoping for Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. But coming out of it, I was hoping for Eat the Rich. I kind of want to get the dog songs out of the way.
Okay. So Walk In or Sick As, you're fine with either one of those?
Yeah, how about you?
You know what? I'm in a permanent vacation mood. I would love to hear me some Girl Keeps Coming Apart. Maybe because this week, as we're recording this, our episode on permanent vacation came out. So that song is fresh in my head because we just released it literally this morning. So if Girl Keeps Coming Apart came up, I would be very happy. What do you say? Let's give it a roll. And we are going to come up with... Girl Keeps Coming Apart. Look at that. I manifested it. We're going back to permanent vacation. I put this on here in honor of our friend Scott from the Magicians podcast. He put the movie on, which John viciously kicked off the mixtape. So I thought we'd go back to the well with permanent vacation. This is what another deeper cut. Was not a single or anything, but it's a song I generally enjoy. Do you have any recollections on this one, John?
Absolutely, dude. Like, do I remember a song off of Permanent Vacation, one of my favorite Aerosmith albums? Yeah. I can tell already that this song is gonna boot maybe 3 of the songs at least off of the playlist. Ooh. Off of the top of my head. So I think the question at this point is gonna be what's coming off, not you know, if something's coming off. How about you?
You know what? I could see it going on there too, but we'll give it a listen with an open mind. We'll see how it comes out. Girl Keeps Coming Apart is the second song on side B of Permanent Vacation, the eighth song, if you're listening to it on a CD. It was released on a B-side with Angel. So the song did very well as the B-side for one of Aerosmith's bigger hits in the 1980s. It's a Tyler Perry joint. It features a horn section. And generally, I have very positive feelings on this one. So what do you say, John? Let's give Girl Keeps Coming Apart a spin.
I dare you to play it.
Right off the hop, I really love Joey's drum sound on this album, and it's really prevalent in the intro of this song.
I love the intro of this song, but I will tell you, at this point, you know, I mean, would you let it go for 5 seconds?
16.
So off of the first 16 seconds, I do have this behind Coney Island Whitefish Boy, but that doesn't really say much or tip my hand much. Other than maybe saying how much I enjoyed the song from last week.
There you go. Let's see if this song can overtake Bone to Bone. Same old floozy, flopping in the wind, titties and all. That's right.
There is a real blues club vibe to this whole song that if you don't dig, you need to find a new podcast. Like, and look, I'm not trying to chase listeners away, but Aerosmith isn't just the kick your teeth in kind of band. There is a coolness and a bluesiness to their sound that this song encapsulates, and you're encapsulates, and you're getting it right now. Encapsulates is a word I just made up on the fly.
Encapsulates, I like it. I agree with you. There is a great blues groove, but then you got some claps in there that, you know, a little higher tempo, right? That really kind of fits in there nice. So you got the harmonica and the rhythm guitar laying down a blues groove, and Joey and the claps kind of playing upper tempo. It all kind of works together. You got Steven just laying down a rap about a 42nd Street Walker hanging down by a cheap hotel, same old floozy flopping in the wind, titties and all. Has it passed Bone to Bone yet?
It hasn't, but you know what? It complements it well. Mm-hmm. You know, lyrically, tempo-wise, you know, and like you said last week, Bone to Bone had a bit of a sloppiness to it. This doesn't, even though this is bluesy and a little jazzy, it's clean. The sound is clean, but you know, like you accused Joe of being a little sloppy last week. You know, he's a lot tighter.
Hi.
But I'm pointing it out, and I think he's a lot tighter this week. I mean, we'll hear him on the solo, mm-hmm. but everything sounds a little bit tighter. That you know, the band is cleaner at this stage in their career. But I think these songs back to back, I was hoping for Eat the Rich, but this song complements it well, dude.
Well, and you mentioned cleaner sounding and everything. Bruce Fairbairn produced this album, and he's a tremendous producer. Produced some of your favorite albums from the late 80s, early 90s. And unfortunately, he's passed away now, but one of the best producers of this era. And his finger marks are all over this track here. But the girl, she's coming apart. She's so healing, right off the ceiling. Yeah, the girl, she's coming apart. I just got to point out, Tom on the bass is just killing it there. Right? The first one, he kind of went up on a little scale. And then the second verse went down on that scale with it. And you can hear it plain as day. Again, great producing. And Tom sounds fantastic.
Yeah, they're playing around and through each other, and these are some of their best tracks when they do stuff like this. What did I tell you? She might tell you, 'cause the girl, she's coming apart. She's so affected, I'm so rejected, and the girl, I always forget how much I love this horn section here, and you called it out before we listened to it, and it is so stylistically like this point in 80s, like this late 80s era of music, but yet Aerosmith making it their own at the same time in such wonderful and glorious ways.
You know, I wish I was a fly on the wall when Bruce Fairbairn or whoever it was went to Steven Tyler and said, what if we put a horn section here? Like,
I mean, can you imagine if it was Steven Tyler or Joe Perry were like, hey, we need some horns.
Yeah, let's put some horns here. And when you think about Permanent Vacation, you think about horns, you think about Dude Looks Like a Lady, because they have that great horn section there. But I think the horns on this one kind of eclipse that song, even. Like, they're used perfectly. And when you get to the end of the song, you know, they're kind of doing like the main riff to close out the song. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you're right. This is a way hornier song, Corey.
Way hornier. Absolutely. Love this lead from Brad Whitford, a rare lead guitar track from Mr. Brad Whitford. He actually did a lot on this album. He played lead on the movie, on Permanent Vacation. He was co-lead guitar on Heart's Done Time, and he performed the guitar solo here, and I thought he did a fantastic job. So I just wanted to shout out the contributions of the one and only Brad Whitford, just killing it on that guitar solo. So there she was, buns up and kneeling. I was a wheeling and a dealing, my ace in the hole, so to speak.
I like the way Steven says it a lot better than you.
Yeah, I can't pull it off. I will 100% agree. Yeah,
I wasn't even going to attempt that. Like, I looked at that verse and I was like, that's like trying to pull off the triple Lindy in Back to School. Like, that's not something I'm going to attempt in my life.
Great comparison. Now I feel like a schmuck. I'm going to cut this out.
Do not do that. No. You own up to that.
I don't mind looking like a schmuck. I've done it for months here.
You just spent two episodes saying bone on bone. This isn't the worst thing you've done.
It's probably more than two, actually, because it's been on the dice for how long? I've probably been saying it for like 6-7 fucking shows. So, but would it surprise you, John, to know that Girl Keeps Coming Apart only performed five times in Aerosmith's history? All five times, October 1987. They haven't played it since.
So wait, they played five shows in October of 1987?
No, they played this song. Shows? They played the song five times, all in October 1987. Bingham, New York, Buffalo, Syracuse, Toronto, Ontario, and Providence, Rhode Island.
So why did you correct me? That's what I just said. They played it five different shows in October of 1987.
No, you said they only performed five shows in 1987.
Like, they only performed
more than five shows.
No. They performed five shows in October of 1987. And of those five shows, they performed this then and didn't go beyond that. Like, they were like, nope, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that they probably had a horn section that was traveling with them. It was just too damn expensive or something. And like, you know what? We need more green M&Ms and we don't need the horn section. So we're going to spend our money on the green M&Ms.
Man, you talk about a set list, though. Back in, I'm just looking at the set list, October 20th, 1987, the Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto, Ontario, went like this. Toys in the Attic, Same Old Song and Dance, Bone to Bone, Coney Island Whitefish Boy, Big 10-inch Record, Dude Looks Like a Lady, Lightning Strikes, Rag Doll, Last Child, Girl Keeps Coming Apart, Draw the Line, Simaria, Walking the Dog, Rats in the Cellar, Dream On, Sweet Emotion, A Drum Solo, Let the Music Do the Talking, The Train Kept a Rolling, and then the encore was Walk This Way and I'm Down, the Beatles cover. Like, wow, what a show that is.
It's a killer show. We got to finish listening to the song because we got like another minute left of this.
Yep.
Yeah, so we got to listen to the instrumental outro of this of the song. But yeah, it's a strong contender right now, dude.
And we'll let it go to the end if you want, but when the horns kick in and take us out, I love that extra, the outro.
Folks, spoiler, we're going to let it play out and then we're going to continue discussion after the song.
But enjoy the horn section, everybody. Keeps Coming Apart from Permanent Vacation. Johnny, that was, song was fan fucking tastic.
I like how everybody except for Steven gets a shot in that last minute and 15 seconds.
Yeah, he had a little harmonica in there though, if you heard that. That's a little harp.
Yeah, that's true. They all get their time to shine in their own way, I guess. And look, it's a fun outro, it's a fun song. You know, we can sing the praises of it, or we can figure out what the hell's coming off, dude.
I think something's coming off. Yeah, we got to put "Girl Keeps Coming Apart," a deeper cut off "Permanent Vacation," an album that not a lot of people love, but a lot of great shit on this album. And I know Scott somewhere. Hopefully, he's listening to this and smiling, because when he submitted his die when he was a guest, it was like 80% "Permanent Vacation" songs. I know he really digs this song, and digs this album. So we got to put "Girl Keeps Coming Apart" on the mixtape. John, what are we taking off?
So who is first? I go first. You go first. Who? You know what? I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Oh, perfect. I love that.
I'm going to have you nominate a song first, because I don't think we're going to agree. And I know I don't want to make it too easy on you to just disagree with me.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you nominate a song. I will be honest with you. If you nominate the song I'm thinking of, we will just agree. But the chances of that are very slim, my friend.
Okay. Man, I got a couple. But I'm thinking, "Girl Keeps Coming Apart," should probably take off "Bone to Bone."
Is that where you're going with this?
Kind of. I was thinking, you know what? You want to hear some of the other titles I was knocking around? "Lord of the Thighs," I wasn't the biggest fan of, especially that version. "You Gotta Move," maybe. It's not an Aerosmith original, even though it encompasses the band so well. "Seasons of Wither," perhaps. I think there's a better version out there. I don't know if this version lasts on the mixtape. So, you know what? "Bone to Bone" was just put on there. I'll reject that. I'm going to say, controversially, I'm sure, "Seasons of Wither."
Yeah, and it is controversially. And I think the first thing that you got to do, and you kind of tipped your hand a little bit there, saying it's not an Aerosmith original. And there is another song that's even less of an Aerosmith original that's on there. And I think we got to take off Helter Skelter, as much as you love it, dude.
Yeah,
you can. It's not. Listen, I can tell you off the top of my head, it's not their best cover, right? It's a great cover.
Right, yeah.
But of their covers, it's not their best cover. They will probably have a cover that at least makes the mixtape for a little while. I have a hard time keeping a Lennon and McCartney song on there on an Aerosmith podcast as long as we're keeping it on there.
No, I hear you. And I'm not ready to take Seasons of Wither off yet. It's hard. There's great stuff on here. And there's songs that I know you want to take off that I'm going to have to fight for. So I will give you Helter Skelter. I do love that cover. And I know I pissed off Michael Green when I mentioned U2's cover, but not Motley Crue's as prominently as I should have. I'm not a huge fan of the Motley Crue version, even though I love the Crue. Let's take Helter Skelter off and let's put Girl Keeps Coming Apart on there. There you have it. Nestled in between Just Push Play and Sweet Emotion. Girl Keeps Coming Apart. Excuse me. John, what do you think the state of the mixtape is? Do you have another song that's just going to be easily taken off like this week's was?
No, I don't think, like, look, let me be clear. I love Helter Skelter. I love their version of Helter Skelter. It's probably my favorite version of Helter Skelter, even more so than Motley Crue's and the Beatles. But I gotta say, like, my heart is really getting into, like, what's representative of my version of Aerosmith. And we're gonna get bone to bone, you know, with our fists hitting each other with you trying to take that freaking song off this early. I'll tell you that much.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I was just trying to get under your skin a little bit because I know
it worked. It worked.
Perfect.
It worked.
But geez, I got to put a song on the dice now, don't I?
Yeah, you do. And you haven't been thinking about it, but you've been so wrapped up in trying to mess with me on which song was coming off. And you probably should have had your focus on what's going on next.
Well, I really should. I know what album I want because it's an album we haven't covered yet.
Yeah. Which one?
Draw the Line is the album. So I'm just kind of looking at the track list here. And I think I want to know why.
Look at you.
Yeah, I want to know why from Draw the Line. What do you think of that one, John?
I think that, you know, we have a good mix. We're keeping a good mix on the die, right? And I think that's kind of the goal, is that, you know, you want some deeper stuff. You want some shallower stuff. And we don't want to get too shallow too early because we got a lot to go. So it's finding these sweet spots. And I think you're doing a good job, man.
Thank you. Yeah, we have three newer tracks in Eat the Rich, Pink, and Theme from Spider-Man, and three older tracks with Walking the Dog, Sick as a Dog, and now I Want to Know Why from 1977's Draw the Line. John, anything else we should discuss before we get on out of here tonight?
I think honestly, we talk too much sometimes, and we should give these people back some time.
All right, here we go. As always, let's, on behalf of John Mariano, my name is Corey Marcet. Let's give the final word to Steven Tyler.